Okay, let's begin. For today, I would like to discuss with you the ninuk of feeding the birds on Shabbos Shira.
Yes.
Anyone have heard this ninuk?
Yes.
You all listen. Does anyone do it? Does anyone do it before Shabbos? Okay. You do it? Okay, this is big time stuff.
They taught the kids in the yeshiva to do it.
Okay, so let's discuss where all this comes from, some of the halachas. There are a lot of different issues relating to this custom. The Shabbos Shira. Today, this week's parish, Parash B'Shalach, there are many in Yom and Parashas B'Shalach. Most notably, we have Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe. We have it's called Shabbos Shira. We have the Mon, and we have Melchemes Amalek. Three major topics. Shira, which includes Kriyas Yamsuf, I guess you could say four. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira, the Mon, and Melchemes Amalek. Now, there is a minhag. It's a minhag to distribute food to the birds on Shabbos Shira. What kind of food does one distribute? So there are two customs. Some distribute, they're very precise, kasha. What's kasha? It's a Yiddish word for
buckwheat.
Okay. Why kasha is some type of Rosh Tavis? I'm not into this type of stuff.
Poor man's food in Europe.
Okay, could be, but they
steak?
It's wheat, chitim. The other minig is very specifically to distribute chitim, to distribute kernels of wheat to the birds. Eat this wheat? I guess they do. That's the minig. They eat chitim, kernels of wheat. The question is why, where does it come from? So first let's discuss some halacha. Let's just discuss where it comes from. So there are basically two popular reasons why we distribute food to the birds on Shabbos Shira. The earliest source for this minute comes from the Maral Miprak. Maral Miprak lived quite a long time ago. How many years ago? No more even. More than more.
1300?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 1600.
He lived quite a long time ago. For as far as the Hagim go, it's pretty good. It's a lot. It's older than some of the more popular minhagim that we are more familiar with. It's probably older than the minhag of Simchas Torah.
Right.
Okay, it's pretty good. It's a pretty solid minhag dating back to the Maral, and there it's written up in many places that the Maral's custom was on Shabbos Shira. He told all of the Melamdim. He went to the Cheder, and he told all of the Melamdim to bring all of the children to the courtyard, I guess the courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses or of the community, on Shabbos Shira, and the Melamdim should teach the children on Shabbos Shira about Kriyas Yamsuf, what happened, the whole story of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Melamdim should give the children kernels of wheat, and the children on Shabbos should feed the birds, the wheat kernels. Why? Because it says in the Medrash that as Bnei Yisrael passed through the Yam, miraculously trees blossomed as they passed, and children took from the fruit of the tree and ate, and from the leftovers from what they ate, they fed the birds. There were birds chirping and singing together with Klal Yisrael as they witnessed this great miracle, and the Yeladim, the children, fed the fruit that sprouted in the Yam to the birds. And you should reenact this. Gather the children, teach them about what happened, give them some kernels of wheat, and have them feed the birds bo bayom on Shabbos itself. So we learn from the Maral a few interesting things. Number one, the minig is not for adults. The minig is for children. The children should be the ones that are feeding the birds. That's very interesting, and we'll come to in a few moments, a difference when you do an Aveira, an adult does an Aveira, or if a child does an Aveira. Not an Aveira, we'll discuss the issue in a moment. The issue is, it's a very, very delicate issue. Okay, but in the minute, the Maral source, the earliest source is children, and it's in order to reenact a Medrash, that as they went through the Yam, fruit blossomed, and children took the fruit and fed the birds. The birds, what were the birds doing? chanting, they were singing, they were participating, and then they were chirping, they were observing this great miracle, and they chirped, and they were fed. Okay, that's the makar from the Maral, and that's pretty much where it comes from, that's what's done today. There's another source, another very popular mahalik, it comes cited, and it's not really clear exactly where it originated from. There are different Hasidic rebbes that say exactly the same thing, or very similar things, is that it's a reenactment or a reminder of what happened. What Dasan va'aviran, the wickedness, the riches of Dasan va'aviran. Moshe told Klal Yisrael that on Shabbos they shall prepare on Friday a lechem mishneh, a double portion of mon gathering, because on Shabbos, on Yom HaShvi, the mon will not fall. Yeah. Dasan va'aviran were troublemakers. They wanted to make trouble. Gresta hana is to be mitzar the rav. They wanted to show Moshe. They took mon. They went out to the field. They woke up very early Shabbos morning, or they put out mon Friday that it should be there Shabbos morning, and they went out on Shabbos to Vayetzu Ha'am Malulkait. When the pasuk says the people went out on Shabbos, according to the Medrash, it was Dasan Va'aviram, to show, look, there's mon. Moshe's wrong. Moshe badai. Moshe's a liar. He's not the real thing. Mon has fallen on Shabbos as well. The birds came to the rescue. They ate up the mon, which is very interesting. The birds ate the mon. You have to be on a madrega to eat the mon. Be among Klali's Shalot. If you were a tzaddik, the mon fell at your front door. If you were not a tzaddik, you had to go a little further. If you were a rush, you had to go all the way out into the fields. That would seem to indicate that every drop of mon was earmarked for its recipient. The birds were not necessarily recipients of the mon. The mon was only for human beings, the Klal Yisrael. But it appears a special siyata, the Shem Hashkacha practice, Hashem did allow the birds to eat the mon. So it's all related to the mon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was spared this rebellion against his authority that Dasan Vaviram were trying to undermine his authority. Moshe Rabbeinu was spared, which is cause for great celebration. When the leader of Klal Yisrael doesn't have to have a tzara of dealing with rebellion, it's a yomtiv, and we give makir tov to the birds by providing their needs, by providing them with mazonos on Shabbos. Authors tell just throughout some other ideas why this is done. There are many midrashim which compare Klal Yisrael to a bird. There are many midrashim which compare Klal Yisrael to a bird, and therefore that Tzibaloi Vassar, oh, very good, Tzibaloi Vassar by the birds, Ben-Avsarim, and therefore the birds sing. Birds excel in singing, so we want the birds, just like Hashem provided man for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is compared to a bird, we provide mizonos, food for the bird. And that's why we specifically provide it with wheat, because the pasuk says that the mon resembled a kernel of wheat. So we are trying to reenact the giving of the mon. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided mon, which looks like wheat for us in the desert, we reenact that by providing wheat, kernels of wheat, for the birds in the fields. And by doing so, it reminds us, look what we're doing. We are providing these birds. They don't know where their parnas is going to come from. We are so kind to give it kernels of wheat. That reminds us that's exactly what Hashem did for us. We were in the desert. Lechtech achra'al midbar eretz lezerua. We had nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided our parnasa, he gave us our kernels of wheat out in the desert in the middle of nowhere. And these are some of the ideas. Maybe we'll discuss some of these ideas a little bit in a few moments, but these are pretty much three ideas: the Maral's approach, the approach of Dasan Va'aviran, and it's a reenactment of how Hashem provided our needs in the desert by giving us man. We are the birds. We are acting in the place of Kadosh Baruch Hu by providing the kernels of wheat, and it reminds what Hashem did for us. Problem though is, there's a sugya, Mesechta. Let's discuss it. So let me read you what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, I think we all consider the Pesach Acharon to a certain degree. Well, not 100% necessarily, but there's a certain weight that is very heavy upon us when we choose not to follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. There are many things that we do not follow the Mishnah Berurah, but it always bothers us if the Mishnah Berurah says not to do it, so why are we so lenient in following other poskim that tell us that we can do it? So let me read you what it says over here in Siman Shin Chav Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. It says that Ein Nois Nemayim V'loy Mezonos Lefnei Devarim V'loy Lefnei Yonei Shavach. You're not allowed to distribute food before bees and before birds, pigeons, the yonei aliyah, and pigeons that fly around in the wild, v'lo lifnei chazir, and not in front of pigs, avol neisim lifnei avozim tanigom, you're allowed to provide zonas for geese and chickens, the yonei baitos, and domesticated birds. What's the difference? V'chein lifnei kelef, why? And a dog that lives in your home, you're allowed to provide it with food. What's the difference? Why are you not allowed to provide a pig and wild birds? You're not allowed to provide them with mizonos, but you are allowed to provide the domesticated birds and animals with mizonos. So here the Mechaber tells us from the Gemara, because they rely upon you, any creature which is relying upon you for its sustenance, you are mechuyev and you are allowed to provide it with food on Shabbos. But a creature that's not relying upon you for its sustenance, and you want to go to a petting zoo on Shabbos and go and give it some food, and they have their own source of food, you're not allowed. Now, why not? What's the prohibition? So most of the Rishonim say it's because of tircha yaseira. It's a very important reason to know the reasons, because it has many nafkaminas lahalacha. It's because of tircha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to, not only are you not allowed to do things which are avos melachos, and not allowed to do things which are not in the spirit of Shabbos, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to do things which involve effort, tircha, which wear you down, which are not for the purpose of Shabbos. It's a tircha yisera. You are exerting yourself for no reason whatsoever. These creatures do not need meat to provide them with sustenance. They can fend for themselves. So what am I doing? I am exerting myself. I am giving up of my time and effort, my emotions to these creatures. They don't need me. I'd rather, Chazal, want you to devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn, to daven, to rest, to do things that are in the spirit of Shabbos, and not to exert yourself for things that are of no purpose whatsoever. Tircha yisera. That is the primary reason why one is not allowed to feed these creatures.
Fish, so
another issue. Are you allowed to feed the fish? Okay, we'll get to this. So maybe we'll touch upon that in a moment. So this is what it says here in the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah comments in the middle of here, Sifkon Lamed Aleph, in the middle of discussing for a dog. I'll read the entire thing that you're allowed to feed your dog. So he's a very big chiddush. And this also, this has an afkamina, why are we allowed to feed the birds according to some opinions? That you're allowed to even feed a stray dog. Okay, today, I don't know if you're going to hang around stray dogs, afraid of rabies, but in Ikra Din, if you have a stray dog roaming around the city, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to feed a dog on Shabbos. Ve'afilu kelav shenesh megadloi bebeiso mutter demitzvah ktsas gam kem litloi mezoinois kemoi shon chazal shechos hakadosh baruch hu olav lefi shemezoinois av mu'atin. Chazal have told us that dogs suffer very much in this world. They don't have enough to eat, and because Hashem knew that dogs would not have enough to eat, He made it that they are able to preserve food in their stomach for 3 days. And therefore, since dogs are always in a state of starvation, they're in a state of tsar, so if you're to alleviate tsar bali chayim, that's not called tircha yisera. Even though they do not rely upon you, you're allowed to feed a stray dog on Shabbos. You're being mekayim a mitzvah of taking away the tsar of a little creature. However, v'lifnei kelev ra osur, k'ro lifnei chazir, but if you have a kelevra, a dangerous dog, a poisonous dog, or something which is a danger to society, that you gotta get rid of. That is no mitzvah. Adrav, let it starve to death. Yeah, you know, okay. Now, period. Here we go. Yeshnoihagin. There are those that have the custom, litain chitin, to provide wheat. Notice it says wheat kernels, especially from the maral, and especially from the maral, it explicitly says wheat. And the third reason given because we're doing it for the mon, a zecher for the mon. And the mon resembles wheat. Paul says in the pasuk, v'hu kizera God, I forgot the Tamok Tzarichas B'dvash. But where does it say? It says somewhere else that it's Dome to Achita. There's another pasuk that says explicitly that the Laman is similar to Achita. Maybe it's a Chazal or it's a pasuk. I don't remember. But Yesh Noihagim Litin Chitim Lifnei Oifos B'Shabbos. What? Yeah, but there's somewhere else. Maybe it's a Chazal. Maybe I'm confusing with it. But Chazal say that it was done to a chita, a kernel of wheat. Yesh noihagin litein chitim lefnei oifois b'shaba shira. Period. And now the Mishnah Berurah says, the einoi nochoin. This is wrong. Why? Shaharei ein mizoinoi son olecha. They don't rely upon you. You have no obligation to feed them. They don't rely upon you. It fits to the category here of what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Chav Dalid Sif Simin Yud Aleph, and therefore you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah Berurah very clearly paskins halacha lemaisa. You should not feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. Okay, Rav Yaakov Emden says that this whole minhag doesn't make one bit of sense. This whole minhag doesn't know where it comes from. It's shtus. Okay, so not only is it osur, it's a foolishness. I gave you three reasons. He doesn't hold of these three reasons. It's shtus v'isser. Yeah?
Lechem
is bread. So there's somewhere else that says explicitly it's a doime, maybe it's a chazal. I don't know where it says that. It's doime to chita. Okay, that was the third approach of. Now. What bracha? It's a different issue. What bracha do you make? We're not discussing that now. We're not discussing the bracha. I don't want to go to topic.
I forget. What do we?
Okay. So we have here the Mishnah Berurah and Yaakov Emden that it's osur and it's a shtus. Now the truth is, this really all comes. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is very clear. He goes to the Gemara. We're not going to go to the Gemara now, but this is a very beautiful Gemara the Gemara doesn't make a statement. There's a contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara discussed different types of birds. Are you allowed, not allowed, and there is a question as to the girsa of the Gemara. Now, to make a long story short, the Mechaber is following his girsa. It's coming from the Rambam. And the Rambam has a particular nusach in the Gemara, which is the nusach that most of the Rishonim follow. And according to that nusach of the Gemara, the Gemara's conclusion is your only time you are allowed to feed an animal on Shabbos is when the animal relies upon you for mizonos. If the animal is not relying upon you for mizonos, you are categorically forbidden to feed the animal. However, there is another girsa in the Gemara. And the only difference is there's the word ela. Okay, I'm not prepared to go through the Gemara. I didn't prepare the Gemara well. And this is the sheet of the Ran. When you discuss feeding birds on Shabbos, the buzzword, the keyword, all you got to tell someone is, what about the Ran? Just go over, if you want to provoke a Talmud Chacham and say, what about the Shitas Haran? You'll get them all worked up. Because the Ran has a different gears in the Gemara, and according to his gears, the Gemara's maskana is, you can feed a creature on Shabbos if you fulfill one of two conditions. Number one, the creature needs you. He relies upon you for mizonos. Number two, even if this creature does not rely upon you, if his mizonos is not shchiche, it's not common, it's not easily attained, it's not accessible, then even though this creature does not rely upon you, you are lechatchila permitted to feed the creature on Shabbos. That is the Shitas Haran. There are one of two, not like the Rambam, not like the Rif, not like the majority of the Rishonim, that the only criteria is, does the creature rely upon you? There's another time you're allowed to feed the creature, if the creature's food is not readily available. And really what it all is built upon is a word Ela, because what happened in the Gemara had a contradiction. And the Gemara's first answer was, it all depends if the creature's food is readily available. And then the Gemara asked a question. And then the Gemara gave a second answer. And the second answer was, does the creature rely upon you? The debate between the Rambam's Girsa and the Girsa of the Ran is, when the Gemara gave the second answer, is that second answer a complete break from the first answer, and that would be indicated with the word Ella. If you go with the word Ella in the Gemara, every time you have the word Ella, the Gemara gives answer number one, and then there's a question, and the Gemara gives answer number two. If answer number two begins with the word Ella, that means we are completely breaking away from answer number one. Take answer number one and put it aside, forget about it. We have a completely new answer that has nothing to do with our history. And the new answer is, it all depends if the creature relies upon you for its livelihood. But if you're not goyracing the Gemara Ella, and the Gemara gives an answer number two, the Gemara is enhancing or developing answer number one. It's not going away from number one. It's just enhancing answer number one. And therefore, that's the sheet of the Ran. Answer number two is an enhancing answer number one. And the bottom line is, you are allowed to feed a creature if, number one, it's relying upon you. And even if it's not relying upon you, its food is not readily available. According to all poskim, birds, their food is not readily available. They have a hard time.
Any sick animal food is not readily available.
A sick animal. But a bird also. Birds, we see, they're always looking for food. It's not readily available, certainly not in the city. What? Yeah?
The shalach is basically the height of the winter.
Yeah. There's no food in the winter.
Mishnah Berurah, Poland, Lithuania was covered in snow.
There's no food.
So there was no food.
No food.
So feed them at that time.
Exactly.
They don't need food in August.
But the Mishnah Berurah still paskins that it's osur, even though the food is not readily available. What? But it'll be mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah is not going like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah is going following the Mechaber, and the Mechaber is coming from the Rambam. And the Rambam's girsa is Ella.
They didn't have snow.
Doesn't matter whether they had it or not. It's a question of how you learn Shah and the Gemara. The Mechaber is going with the Shita of the gear of the Rambam. And the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara did have the word Ella, which means there's only one issue. The issue is, does the creature rely upon you, yes or no? The answer is, birds do not rely upon us. They fend for themselves, and therefore, the bottom line, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to feed a bird on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah accepts that at face value. That's the Rambam, that's the Rif, that's the majority of the Rishonim, and that's the end of the Halacha. Now, believe this, this is an incredible Chiddush. I'm shocked to learn this. Generally, the Chazon Ish is very Machmir, right? I assume you all know the Chazon Ish is a Machmir. The Chazon Ish says that we pass in like the Ran. It's mutter. The Chazon Ish explicitly writes, you're allowed on Shabbos Shira to feed the birds. Because he says the Ikar Mahalach of the Sug is mashm like the Ran, and the Geras is without the word Ella, and if the Gemara's Maskana is, you can feed birds if they are, you fulfill one of two criteria. Either it relies upon you, or the Zonas is not readily available. The Ran is the Iker. Birds, they could not find food in the winter easily. There's no issue whatsoever, especially to be Mekayim Aminu Kadmoin, which we have a source dating back from the Maral. It's Mutter Lechatchila to feed the birds on Shabbos, according to the Chazon Ish. Okay, this is not a leniency. The Aruch HaShulchan also explicitly says it's mutter, like the Ran. We go like the Ran. Shulchan Aruch, okay, in the Chanam, you have to know how to learn. You got to know all the Makaris, the sources. This is the Rambam. You can be Samech on the Ran, especially when it comes to Mekayim Aymino Yisrael. Okay, that's one approach. Now, there's other reasons why it's mutter. Now, other reason why is because the primary prohibition is only when you directly feed the birds. Like you go out into the park, you see people in the park with the pigeons, they're feeding the birds and the pigeons, that's prohibited. But to put food out on the floor or on your windowsill and to go away and have the birds come and retrieve the food on their own, that is mutter. And why would that be mutter? So this is all goes back to the reason why it's us to feed birds on Shabbos. We assume the reason why it's usur, and this is decided by many Rishayim, tircha yisera. But that's not the primary reason, according to many Rishayim. The primary reason why you're not allowed to feed a bird is because you may come to trap it. Tzeda. So, and there's an issue on Yontif. Yontif, you're allowed to shechit. Some want to say that on Shabbos you're allowed to feed the birds. Because on Shabbos you're not going to come to do tzeda. Because on Shabbos, anyway, you can't do shechit. Eichel nefesh is osir. Yontif is more problematic. Because Yontif, eichel nefesh is mutter. So you're allowed to do shechit. You'll be tempted. If I'm going to feed the birds, look at this. I have dinner right here. I have my suda Shabbos. Let me chop the bird and I'll shecht it and I'll eat it. So Yom Tov is more problematic to feed the birds than Shabbos, because Yom Tov you have the nesayin of tzedah. So many Rishonim learn the ikar tam of feeding the birds is not because of tircha yitzir, it's because of tzedah. That's only also when you're mamish putting the food in front of the bird. But if you're putting the food on the floor and you go back home and the bird comes out to take the food, there's no chash of tzedah, then it would be mudah. So many parts can say, if you want to learn like Shulchan Aruch, that it's also to feed the birds, like the Rambam's Girsa, like the Rif's Girsa, like the majority of the Rishonim, that's only where your mom is feeding the birds, you're taking the food and putting the food into the mouth of the birds. But if you're putting the food out on the floor and you let the birds come and take the food, then nothing is wrong. It's mutar l'chatchila to preserve the minute. Now, third reason given, and this is a hot topic, controversial topic. Someone once asked me recently, my brother-in-law about research for him the issue: are children allowed to play with puzzles on Shabbos? When you put a puzzle together, is that ksiva? So it's a very difficult question. Many rabbanim, Scrabble is better. Scrabble, the letters don't lock into place. So Scrabble is okay. That's a different issue. That's a different child. I don't remember the details. But what about making a puzzle? When you make a puzzle. Are you allowed to put children allowed to put puzzles on Shabbos? Is it ksiva? When you're putting together a design, Lego, you have a picture. Lego. Okay, each child is separate. Each quiz is separate. But let's just do a puzzle. So I looked it up in Children Halacha by Simcha Bunim Kohn. It's very vague in the footnotes. And he basically said, the way I read it, if I remember correctly, is that it's you should be machmir. It should not be done. But children... adults certainly should not do it, but it's not really osur. And for young children,
you don't stop.
It's not mistaver that you should deny them the pleasure of doing this on Shabbos.
They're not aware of what they're doing.
Because, no, not they're not aware. Not that they're not aware. Really, it's mutter.
And their age.
There's no reason why they should be so machmir in this inyan. A young child, a child 6-7 years old, it's not something that you should, has to be machmir in, and the parents have no, should not hold them back. That's what it appears to say. Now, what he's doing is he's differentiating between, that's really his whole say for children halacha, between an adult and a child. That's a very touchy issue, because whatever is also for an adult when there's chinuch is automatically also for children. You don't really differentiate between adults and children. Very rarely in halacha do you differentiate in children halacha. One example where there is room for leniency is in the inyan of tircha yisera. Let's go back to the first reason. What's the reason why you're not allowed to feed birds on Shabbos? Is there anything really wrong with feeding birds on Shabbos? What's the reason? I'm feeding birds. What am I doing already? I'm doing a malacha. Let's put aside tzeda. What am I doing? I don't need the bird. I'm not going to eat. I want to feed the bird some food. What's so terrible? Tircha yisera. Tircha yisera in the spectrum of seriousness of iser is light. It's very lightweight. It's not a very heavy-duty prohibition. You're not doing malach, you're not doing sidur rabbanan, there's no takonel gzera. When it comes to children, there is much ground, much room for leniency to allow children to be involved in something which is only prohibited mishum tircha yisera. Now, going a step further, many poskim want to suggest that being that the ikur minik comes from the maral, and the maral says that it's not that adults should feed the chitim to the birds, but the children, and the whole prohibition only from tircha yisera, which bechlal is a weak prohibition. So children, that you don't have to go so far. That is mutter to allow the children to feed the birds on Shabbos. Others want to go even further and say, you're not feeding the birds because you want to feed the birds. You're doing it for yourself. You want to relate to the parsha. You want to, this is mitzvah sadekach. It's one thing when you're doing something just stam, you're feeding the birds. But the only reason why you're feeding the birds on Shabbat is because you want to connect yourself to the essence of the parsha. It's a minhag. That also can be considered that you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for the birds. You're doing it for yourself. And being that the prohibition is a lightweight prohibition of tircha, you say, this is a tircha? It's not a tircha for me to mekayim a minhag. This is a mitzvah. This is something which I derive great satisfaction in doing on Shabbos. So if it's an issue of tzedah, you're dealing with an issue, then you can't say, you can't play games. Tzedah. But if the primary prohibition is tircha yisera, that's relative to what you consider to be a tircha. I don't consider feeding birds a tircha, because when I'm doing this, I'm connecting to what's happening here on this wonderful Shabbos of feeding birds, feeding the Mekayim this beautiful minute. Okay, so these are some of the interesting issues relating to the halacha of feeding birds on Shabbos.
So they're all, I think the tircha you say is so
vague. Exactly. That's why there's so much of
it.
Exactly. What is tircha yisera? So if it's a regular week and it's not Shabbos Shira and you have nothing to do with yourself and you want to go take some bird feed and go in and go out into the park with an Erev and go start feeding the birds, Chazal say that's not mutter. That's tircha yisera. That. But you're doing it l'shem mitzvah to teach your children about the month, doesn't la'aviram, to teach them about what happened with the Kriyas Yamsuf. It enhances the Shabbos. That's called a tircha. That's not a tircha. You're mekayim a minhag. If it's mishum tzeda, then you have more of an issue, more of a problem. Okay, so these are some of the halachic inyanim. You have the Ran. You have to remember that if according to the Ran, the whole thing doesn't even begin. The whole prohibition doesn't even get off the ground. We'll see the Ran. Because the gears of the Gemara does not include the word Ella. Answer number two is just an enhancement to answer number one. So it's posh that it's mutter. Even if you want to be goris like the Rambam, and you goris the word Ella, you have to know what the reason is. Is because of mishum tzeda. So tzeda is only shach when you directly feed the birds. If you're not directly feeding the birds, you're putting the food out on the side, and they come get it themselves. You're not doing fish. Why a fish? Are you allowed to feed the fish? Same answer. On Shabbos, are you actually putting the food in the mouth of the fish? Well, they're coming for it. That's also okay. That's put it aside. That's a separate issue. But this is, according to the Ran, the whole question doesn't start. According to, if you want to learn like the Ran, if you learn Mishum Tzeda, there's no issue whatsoever, because you're not going to feed them directly. And if you want to learn, it's because of Tircha Yisera, is a minog, a Tircha Yisera. Tircha Yisera is a lightweight isser, especially when dealing with children. If you're going to say the minog is to the children, not the adults. So when it comes to children, that is an area of halacha where you can differentiate between children and adults. Generally, chinuch, one size fits all. If it's also for an adult, it's also for children. In a few areas of halacha, you can differentiate between a child and adult. And one of those areas is tircha yisera. Anything which only has because of tircha yisera, okay, an adult should not engage in such activity. But a child is not in the madrega to understand tircha yisera. Him, you allow the chachil to engage in such activity. He can feed the birds on Shabbos. Okay, now, so just some other quick, run by you some other quick ideas of why we feed the birds on Shabbos. So tying into this idea of mezonos of Allah, and that's why I say it for the end. Some want to say, it's an idea that animals, when you feed an animal food, feed a behemoth, a cow, you give it some food. So what is the animal thinking? So I don't know if this is true or not true. The animal says, yeah, it comes to me. I've earned my straw. I'm a good worker. I go out into the field, I schlep the plow, yeah. I'm a slave, I produce milk, I do this, I do that. That's right. The balabas should feed me good. Yeah. I've earned my keep. This is what it says. A bird realizes when it finds food, when it all of a sudden discovers, oh, there's some food here, some food there. I don't deserve this. I didn't do any service. And yet I have food? Wow. This is Chesed Elyon. This is the man. The man, we should not chas v'shalom think, koichi v'oitzim yodi osli achayel azeh. Pure Chesed. So when we come to Parsha Shira, we bedavka feed the birds, just like all the creatures. The birds know or should know that they have done nothing to earn their mizonos. They are creatures which, when they eat, they recognize it's undeserved. We have to recognize that the mizonos, the parnas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us, it's a lot more than we deserve. Maybe you'll say we deserve it. We work, we do our keep. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us more than we deserve, and we have to be in the same mindset as a bird, and especially probably with Parshas Mon, when that's the whole that's the Parnasa, where we, that's where we give mizonos to the bird in order to impress upon ourselves, just like when they get the mizonos, the makir that it was a chesed, we have to be makir that the parnasa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is pure chesed. That's another approach to understand why we feed the birds. Birds also, that we mentioned, they chirp, they excel in shira, they're always singing. So we have to relate to the birds of Shabbos shira, so we feed the birds in order to bring us closer to the inyan of shira. Okay, you all know that today is the Tuesday, there's a famous, that you talk about minhagim. Now, this is not a minhag, I don't even know if this is a minhag. This is maybe a segula, and segula is not a good word anymore. It's abused, it's an abused word, but everyone knows this, especially in this year. I never heard of this, until a couple of years ago, but it's a craze, that on the Tuesday of Parashas B'Shalach, he's supposed to recite the Parash of Mon, some say Shnayim Mikvech V'Targum, and it's a... quiet. Skula.
No, no.
Don't say it too loud.
They put it on the screen.
What?
Put it on the screen by a
I got an email about it.
Yes. And in the interlinear. In the interlinear.
Yeah.
It's written there.
That you're supposed to say this? Is it going to work? Okay, I will not...
I won't bet my bottom dollar.
Don't bet your bottom dollar that it's going to work.
No,
when you'll do everything else...
I'm surprised to see it on the interlinear. Each word is with the arrows, you know, going this way, that way.
Okay, so this is it's a minute to recite. I asked someone why Tuesday. What's Tuesday?
Yeah, I
asked a few people. No one seemed to know the reason why.
They just say all week long.
Now, by the way, even those people that follow the Mishnah Berurah that do not feed the birds on Shabbos have a minute to put the food out before Shabbos. You put the food out on Friday afternoon, the children come from kindergarten, they have Erev Shabbos, so then you fulfill everyone. You've done Erev Shabbos, and okay, so these are different customs. Okay. Okay, let me just see if I think I pretty much forgot everything I wanted to discuss with you. We'll just make sure I got everything. Okay. There's one other issue. The Chassam Sofer, this minog, even though the Maral says it was to distribute chitin to the birds, and it should be done by the children, it seems that the Chassam Sofer and many other people had an entirely different minhag. The minhag was that you, people, should eat wheat on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the birds. It was a delicacy that was eaten on Shabbos, Parshas Chassam Sofer's minhag, and many follow in his way. On Shabbos, Parshas, Shabbos Shira, to eat kernels of wheat, I guess roasted. Yeah, Chassam Sofer. Wheat. Chassam Sofer. Why? Because the zecher for the man resembled kernels of wheat. In order to remind us of the man, we eat wheat. Now, some. I saw another reason given why we eat wheat, or why we feed the birds wheat, or why we eat wheat, is because it's a reminder. This is an incredible idea. It's a reminder to get ready for Pesach. Because now is the time in the winter when you have to already import wheat and start grinding the wheat and get ready. Normally, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, you have to prepare for the Yomtiv. But the matzah has to start already 2 months in advance. Unbelievable. 2 months in advance. It's 2 months because that requires a double dosage of preparation. So it's become the minhag. This is what it says. It says, so I'll tell you who says, this is from Rabbi Yehuda Binga Zatzal of Neman. I don't know what it means, Neman. Neman? The Kilo Kodesh of Frankfurt. Besifrei Koyach Yehuda. He's not the only one. He has another collection of people that say exactly the same thing, that it was known the minhag why you eat wheat on Shabbos Shira and why you feed wheat to the birds. It's all really just a technique to remind you, the Balabas, Pesach is coming around in 2 months. And Pesach, you need kosher wheat. Shomor Mishas Ketzira. Mishas Ketzira. Get ready for Pesach. Okay. That's a very interesting idea. I've never heard it before. With that, we will conclude. Have a wonderful day.
I forgot. What does it mean when it says, well, yeah, it's
kind of... Kill the Shani, yeah?
What do we say? Have anything with...
Feed the dogs? I don't know. I'm not familiar. I've never heard anything.
Maybe not.